Juliana Day says the 22nd week of a woman's pregnancy is an important milestone.
That is over 5 months into the pregnancy, when a baby is just fully formed, is fully alive, human being.
It's also when a fetus can survive outside the womb. It's why Day is leading an effort to stop abortions after this phase under most circumstances.
The majority of the people in the state of Colorado don't know about the dark secret of the state, that it's only 6 other states in the entire United States and 4 other countries in the world that allow unrestricted abortions for any reason until birth.
She says late-term abortions are inhumane and they have lasting impacts.
The mother suffers a great deal and she is going to feel that pain, the emotional, psychological pain for the rest of her life.
There is nothing in Proposition 115 that makes their health better.
That's Stephanie Teal. She's an OBGYN and family planning professor at the University of Colorado's School of Medicine.
Abortion bans have nothing to do with health or with medicine. They are purely designed to limit access to essential health care.
Proposition 115, Teal says, is also an attempt to inject politics into doctors' offices.
We have seen politically motivated bans come through Colorado before, and Coloradans have rejected them every time.
It's true. Colorado was the first state to decriminalize abortions in 1967, and voters have rejected 3 previous initiatives to restrict it since 2008. So you might be wondering how often late-term abortions take place. According to the state health department, they are rare, despite the lack of restrictions. Out of 9,000 abortions reported last year, 140 occurred after 22 weeks of pregnancy. But Juliana Day and other supporters of 115 say the statistics do not capture the full picture.
Reporting of abortions in the state of Colorado is not enforceable, is voluntary, and is anonymous. So we don't know exactly what the numbers are.
Meanwhile, Stephanie Clark says it's important that late-term abortions continue, and not just for Colorado residents.
I actually just spoke with a woman from Iowa who came to Colorado last spring for an abortion later in pregnancy after being denied care in her state.
Clark is the spokesperson for the campaign against Proposition 115. She says the woman from Iowa was at risk of going blind.
She would have lost her eyesight and her pregnancy would have been stillborn, but the doctors in Iowa refused to help her.
Supporters of the ban say abortions this late in pregnancy are cruel to the unborn child, while Clark says a ban would result in a, quote, cruel situation for many pregnant women.
Women in Colorado would have to travel elsewhere, and that's not something that, you know, when you're going through something that is so agonizing, that you should have to even think about.
The debate is also being influenced by national politics. Clark says her campaign received more attention after Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, an abortion advocate, died.
We raised more money in a single day from a fundraising email that we had raised, you know, throughout the history of the campaign. We nearly tripled the amount of volunteers from the previous week.
But supporter Juliana Day hopes voters will agree to add the new restrictions.
Prop 115 doesn't take away women's decision over her pregnancy. It just puts reasonable restrictions after 22 weeks.
If 115 passes, doctors who violate the abortion restriction would face fines and have their licenses suspended. Women who have the procedure would not face consequences. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.